the Camino. The Camino, and this is specially recorded by sheer accident. I've just met a man who has walked the Camino, and I've asked him, could he please give Pilgrim Chris in England some bits of advice? What should he do before he goes? Please, I don't know who you are, but I'd be very grateful.
My name is Pat, and what you should do before you go, maybe three pointers. The first is that the bag that you're carrying, your backpack, it should be no more than 5 pounds weight, which means that it's an absolute minimum of everything. Anything that you don't actually need to use every day, you shouldn't bring. So when I travelled, I brought a pair of socks in my bag, one underwear, one towel, one of everything. That's the first thing. Before I went, maybe for 2 weeks before it, I practiced maybe an hour and a half or 2 hours walking every day, no more than that. The other thing I found was that everybody finds is that you, when you're on the Camino, you stay every night in an albergue, which is a pilgrim's hostel, and these pilgrim's hostels, they have a lights out rule, casual rule of 10 o'clock, so you're forced to go to bed at 10 o'clock every night, and I certainly found that a light sleeping tablet was essential. Otherwise, for me, it's impossible to sleep at 10 o'clock, which is 9 o'clock in Ireland.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So I did that. And I guess the last thing, when I was on the Camino, every morning I used to start early in darkness. This is in April. I used to start about 7 o'clock. I'd stop for my breakfast, maybe 9, stop for lunch at 12 or 1, and finish at 3 or 3.30 for the night.
In order to enable you to carry on the next day?
Well, yeah, stop at 3:30 and sort of unwind for a while, have a few drinks, and go for the evening meal about 7 or 8, and have plenty of drink, plus the sleeping tablet, sleep for the night, and carry on the next day.
Look,
now, you have my email,
pass,
so ask me any
questions.
You're
great, Pat Moriarty. I'm ever so grateful to you. I'll pass that on.
Okay.
Thank you ever so much.
What's your name?
Thank you. I'm Paul O'Mahony.
Okay, Paul. Good
Thank
to
you.
Meet you.
I'll send you an email. I'll send you a copy of what you just said. For your own
podcast.
Yeah, thank you. It'll go up on podcast to him. Thank you very much. So there you are. It literally was. I was sitting in Electric in Cork, which is a great venue in the centre of Cork, minding my own business, doing some work actually, and I overheard a conversation at the table next to me by complete accident, and I couldn't resist as the two men left, saying, look, I couldn't but help but overhear your conversation. So, especially for Pilgrim Chris, who will be walking from Lourdes to Santiago de Compostela, I captured that little bit. What are the chances of that ever happening again? I hope that's as interesting to you all as it was to me. Bye-bye.